Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to a very good year, September 22nd of 2012. The Padres are in town. They're taking on the Giants. It's going to be a huge night for the Giants because they can clinch the West. And the Giants, 89-63, the Dodgers, 78-74, and they can put away the Dodgers for 2012. So, Chris, the Padres are in town. The matchup is Madison Bumgarner on the hill, and he goes against a man by the name of Andrew Werner for the San Diego Padres.
Marty, I remember there was a feeling of inevitability at the ballpark that night. Maybe the Giants wouldn't clinch on this particular night, but they had the division title well in hand. And so it was just a matter of time before they'd seal a championship to get ready to play the division series. You know, each game was not only a step toward clinching, but also shaping the roster up for the postseason.
Well, the Dodgers are going to take on the Reds in Cincinnati, and our old friend Matt Latos is going to go for Cincinnati, and he's actually going to help out the Giants on this night. But, Chris, let's look at the lineups. It's always a lot of fun to do that. This is for the Padres. D'Onofrio, Forsyth, Headley, Guzman, Alonso, Maben, Pirano, Baker, and Andrew Werner is the pitcher. And here are the Giants. This is only 2012, not that long ago. Pagan in center. Scudero, who comes over that year, has an amazing second half of the season. Sandoval, Posey, Pence, Xavier Nady in left, Belt, Crawford, and Bumgarner. What a lineup. All right, let's get going. 42,418 in the park, and it is a Saturday night, and Chris, as you said, the place is rocking. In the San Diego first, the Padres get a run. Headley knocks in D'Onofrio, and the Padres are up 1-0. The Giants strike back right away. Pagan with a walk. Scudero with a base hit. Sandoval walks to load him up, and this is good baseball. Posey and Pence sacrifice flies, and the Giants are up 2-1. We go to the Giants second. Belt gets a double. Bumgarner gets a base hit. Giants up 3-1. Giants in the fourth. And boy, Chris, just think back to these days of the way they played. Belt with a walk. Crawford with a single. Bumgarner lays down the perfect sacrifice. Pagana ground out. Scudero base hit.
Full count. Scudero waiting. And the 3-2 pitch is lined toward the middle. Base hit into center field. Belt will score. Here comes Crawford around third. And he scores. Maben's throw cut off. And Scudero does it again. 5-1 Giants here in the bottom of the fourth.
The Giants are now up 5-1, but they're executing and playing baseball.
They were such great situation, and I'm not using the term loosely, they were great situational hitters, and particularly in that season. It was a credit to Hensley Mullins, who got them going, and to Marco Scudero, who set an example, I believe, for the rest of the lineup with the way he approached hitting.
Incredible. Sixth inning, the Giants go up 7-3 on a base hit by Marco Scudero. The Giants' eighth inning, Belt hits a home run, Terrio a double, but he's stranded. The Giants are now up 8-4 as we move into the ninth inning. Chris, in this one, Bumgarner goes 5 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, a couple earned, a walk, and 6 strikeouts for Madison Bumgarner. He's followed on the hill by Mota, Affelt, Casilla, Lopez, and Romo. And you want to look at the key to the Giants in 2012. The pen goes 3 1/3, 2 hits, a run, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. The Giants win the game.
That's Mark Kotze who comes up as a pinch hitter for Baker, and he lines one to center, and it's caught by Pagan. And that is the third out. And the Giants have won the National League West. They come pouring out of the dugout, and the scrum gathers off the first base side of the pitcher's mound.
They win the West. They beat the Padres 8-4. Bumgarner goes to 16-10. The Reds blank the Dodgers 6-0 behind Latos, and the Giants clinch the West, and 2012 is now going to be a playoff year.
Another champagne and beer-soaked night inside the Giants clubhouse, I remember, after that one. But they also, as happy as they were to clinch the division, they had their sights set on bigger things. And the experience of 2010 truly had whetted their appetites. And the addition of Scudero, again, we cannot talk about Marco Scudero enough in discussing the 2012 season. He was just remarkable at the plate.
Well, let's talk about him a little bit, Chris. Seriously, Scudero, 3-for-5 that night. He plays 61 games for the Giants when he comes over for Charlie Culberson from Colorado. 88 for .243. He hits .362, .385 on base, a .473 slugging. He has a triple, 3 homers, 44 RBIs, and 40 runs, Chris, in 61 games. In the playoffs, against the Cardinals to win the pennant, 14 for .28, and he makes that famous catch in the rain.
And Romo delivers. Slider popped up. Scudero at second. Under it, backpedals. He's got it! The Giants win the pennant! For the 22nd time in the long history of the Giants, they have won the National League pennant, and they did it the hard way, for sure. They did it in a way that nobody's ever done before. They had to win 6 must-win games, facing elimination to do it. 3 times against the Reds, and now 3 more times against the Cardinals. 1 game away from being sent home for a long winter. 6 times, and the Giants won all 6. The Giants are the champions of the National League.
Chris, in 2013, Scudero came back, played in 127 games. Then, of course, he got injured. But that year, .297, .357 on base, .369 slugging. Hunter Pence comes over in a trade, and as we have him in this lineup, fifth behind Posey, not great numbers, but the Reverend against Cincinnati, when the Giants were down 2-0, made the famous speech. But on the year, Pence, .219, .287 on base, .384 slugging, but the best was yet to come.
That's true, Marty. We all know what happened there through the postseason with the Giants. And again, it was fitting that in the 10th inning of Game 4 at Detroit in the World Series, Giants trying to wrap it up with a sweep, and who delivered the go-ahead base hit for the Giants? Marco Scudero.
Well, I love it. This is a great game. It was a very special night. And as we go through more of baseball history and you watch the seasons unfold, you realize how special it is to win the West, not only to win a pennant, but win a World Series. And the Giants were on their way after winning this one on September 22nd of 2012. Marco Scudero, my goodness, what did he do the second half of the season? But 42,418, go home happy, 2 hours, 59 minutes, and it's a good Saturday night in San Francisco. And that's another great game in Giants franchise history.